a group of friends of Sonny, of one of them, Joe Smith, came up with the idea for the challenge for us to come together and do this task of well, it's actually several. It's broken into several tasks. The first one, challenge one, which is the National Three Peaks Challenge, and that's a team of nine of us, and we'll be doing this. This is the Three Peaks, which is done in 24 hours, which is Snowdon, Scarthorpe Pike and Ben Nevis. And then we've got another challenge, which is done by two girls, Lindsay Brown and Elizabeth, and they're doing the Welsh 3000s, which is the 15 mountain peaks over three ranges, and that's a distance of 48 kilometres, and that's without any form of transport. And then challenge three, which is the absolutely the insane one, which I'm staying well clear of, is the Everest Challenge, and there's four guys going on to that, and they're doing 24 mountain peaks over five ranges, and that's 93 kilometres, and that's it's a staggering 8,848 metres of vertical ascent. So, yeah, a serious task ahead of all of us going into this.
I was going to say, obviously, it's for such a great cause, though. That is the motivation, isn't it, to do it for Sonny?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think you've obviously done a few interviews with players and people surrounding the after Sonny sadly passed away. She meant so much in this community. Everyone was so close to her. She was just a larger-than-life character, and she just touched so many people. Obviously, working behind the bar at Tadcaster Albion's, but with the guys who were on this, who were the guys and girls who were doing this charity events, a lot of them were close friends of Sonny and grew up with her from day one, and was part of the story from the start, you know. And that's why we've come together and we're trying to do this, because it just meant so much. I mean, day in, day out, we were part of this story with Sonny, and we know how much it is and what a plight it is to parents and families that have to deal with CF, cystic fibrosis sufferers. So I mean, we're trying to raise as much money. I mean, the thing with this challenge is we're funding everything that we're doing ourselves. So we've got guys who are part of the transport who are manoeuvring us from the various mountains. We've got physios. We've got people who are coming along to film it. And we're funding that ourselves. All the money that's raised through this is purely going to St. James's ward for cystic fibrosis in Leeds. And on a personal note, I went on a few occasions with Sonny and her mother Anna to Leeds St. James's, and you just when you go there, you know, you realise how much people put into looking after these people in them wards, and how much, you know, on how much that they have to do to just try and make things easier. It's with the money aspect raising it for them, they do struggle with cystic fibrosis. A lot of it sort of goes under the radar, and they don't get as much attention and as much money funding coming into it. So by doing something like this, hopefully, you know, we can raise awareness of cystic fibrosis and the good work that the ward at Jimmy's do in Leeds. But, you know, as much money as possible that comes in, it's just going to make it easier for everyone, and hopefully, you know, in the future, these things will go away, yeah.
Of course, since this announcement's been made, I mean, how's the training been going? First of all, have you actually started the training yet, or are you in a position where you're going to have to start now?
Yeah, well, the training's already started. With it being such a task, it's something where you can't just sit back and expect it to all fall into place. I mean, I know myself, I'm bricking it basically, going into it, but we've got some professionals who do this week in, week out, Alex Tobin being one of them, and you've got to give total respect to these guys. And there's one thing that they've put is said to us that, you know, this isn't going to be easy. You've got to go out there, you've got to give it your all, but you've got to be well conditioned and well trained to it and understand and, you know, have the respect for the mountain, but have the respect for the people around you. So it's something that can't be taken lightly. And that's shown. The guys have come together. We've been having lots of discussions and meetings and planning it all out. But on the physical side of it, the guys have already been out and done several tasks already. I know they've already been to Wales and around Scarfell. We'll be doing the Yorkshire Three Peaks. Most of the guys have signed up for a gym and it's something myself that I've been tasked with. So there'll be each weekend leading up to it. July the 16th it goes, the weekend of July 16th, but up until then, pretty much every weekend most people are either planning to do some sort of ascent of a mountain or head out into do a scramble, or if it wasn't possible for someone to make a mountain for due to commitments or whatever, most people are, when they're finishing work, are doing a 5K or a 10K walk or just attending the gym. But yeah, there's a massive effort and plenty of training. It's already been going on now for over 4 weeks, the training process. But yeah, we've got pretty much every weekend and whenever we've got free time. Up until July 16th to get us into tip-top condition to tackle this.
It sounds like it's going to be quite a tough challenge, obviously a rewarding one as well. For people who are listening now who are thinking, you know, how do I donate, how do I sponsor, where can people go?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got Facebook pages and Twitter pages. We've got a Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/CAD versus Mountain. And on that will have a link where you can donate. We've also got the Twitter page, which is twitter.com/CAD versus Mountain. That's CADVS Mountain. And that's got the links as well, because it's on Virgin Money. Giving.com, which we're raising the money on. That's uk.virginmoneygiving.com/CAD versus Mountain. But we've got a phone line where you can do the text, because I know a lot of people use this facility service nowadays. So you can text TVSM94. Followed by, and you either put £1, £2, £3 or whatever you want, and that goes to 70070. But like I say, the Facebook group and the Twitter page, which I gave out, that's got all the details. It's got a list of all the people who are doing the climb, the people who are helping behind the scenes, because obviously we've got catering staff, we've got physios, we've got sponsors. And it's just got bios of all the people who are doing it and the reasons why we're doing it and what's motivated us and, you know, an explanation of why we want to do this and the money, how it's getting to lead St. James's.